بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أتيت أشعر بعرف بالله عزتي أختت حزت معنا شعكي محمد أختت ثاب نور الله مرقده. The title is جلسة قرب محبة. محبة منك بي أيسا زمانا بي گزرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے گناہ گاروں کی مت تحقیر کرے زاہد نادان گناہ گاروں کی مت تحقیر کرے زاہد نادان کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے بفرض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بفرض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ
قرب محبت ہو ترجتا ہے تو دل پر جلتا ہے قرب محبت ہو ترجتا ہے جو میرو پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و زخجل جو میرو پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و زخجل فجرم بے وفائی حق وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمده ونصلی ونسلم علی رسوله الکریم, اما بعد. The title of this poem is جلسہ قرب محبت. جلسہ refers to some kind of gathering, like how here there is a majlis. Everyone is sitting together. Sometimes a person is blessed with a majlis, a person is blessed with such a condition wherein he feels he is in the gathering of Allah. He can feel the closeness of Allah to him because of his deep, great love which is ingrained within him. This is the jalsa which every lover receives when he feels the closest to Allah. The entire poem will just be describing this kind of gathering or this kind of feeling which comes over the heart. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahimahullah, he says, in this path of love, sometimes such a period of time passes in a person's life that the tongue remains silent, but the heart continues crying. Sometimes a person thinking over his sins, because later on Hazrat speaks about the sinners, a person thinking over his sins and no words can come to his mouth. He can't even say, "Oh Allah, please forgive me." He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to ask for forgiveness. But in that condition, the feeling that is going through him, his heart is crying tears, not just little tears, but torrents of tears. To everyone in the world outside, it seems like he is not a lover of Allah. But in his heart, he knows what experience he is going through. Sometimes it is that a lover of Allah is feeling the pangs of separation. And he can't even express this to anybody, nobody will understand. But I'm living here in this world and I feel some kind of separation from my Allah. That desire, O Allah, apne milne ka pata koi nisha, tu bata de mujhe e rabbe jahan. O Allah, I just want to know, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahimahullah is a young child of 6-7 years old. Would lie down on the grass late at night, or he would lie in his house and he would look at the stars and he would cry and he would recite this poetry. He would say, "Oh Allah, just show me, I want to see. Show me that address where I can find you. You can show me, oh the Rabb of the world, you can lead me, guide me right up to you." This desire has to be in the heart. And then a person cries and he begs Allah, we ask Allah that Allah grants us this condition, that we can cry in the love of Allah. One of those very special people will be under the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَعْضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. A man is all alone and he remembers Allah. So one meaning could be this, that he fears his sins, he thinks about how I'm going to stand in front of Allah and he cries. But as Shaykh al-Hadith Marana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah in Fadail Zikr writes, that one meaning is this, that a person in love for Allah, he just cries. And tears roll down his eyes, thinks nobody can see him. He is all alone with his Allah. It is mentioned regarding one certain special friend of Allah that for 20 years of his life, the night would be spent awake, but his wife didn't know of it. He would lie next to her. He was crying to Allah and she was sleeping without even being aware. I have such a great lover next to me. He says, agarche rahe taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hain. Even though on this road of taqwa, a person will have to take a lot of sadness. There will be a lot of grief which will go through the heart. But the person who is a true lover of Allah, a loyal lover of Allah, he will bear all the difficulties. For love, for the sake of one's beloved, a person will not bother what I have to go through. Allah, who is the true beloved, has required from us many things. A person who is a true lover of Allah will go through every one of them. When the time comes when I want to look and that beautiful woman is walking past, or when that pop-up comes up onto my screen and that desire comes, just out of curiosity, let me see. And at that time a person will say, never, my Allah is watching me, I can't do it. The reward for this illicit love affairs of this world is so terrible. Are, make tawbah. The lover is crying for his beloved, but his beloved who is like an idol is fast asleep. A man is thinking of that woman that he has seen, or that woman that he has some haram relationship with, and he is crying in his bed and he can't sleep at night because he loves her so much, but she has no idea that he even loves her. She is fast asleep carrying on. What Hazrat is saying to us is, why be so foolish that we give our hearts to just someone who is an idol? Someone who doesn't even know when we are remembering them. Give your heart to that Allah who whenever you say, Ya Allah, Allah is there responding, yes my servant, what do you want from me? And if a person's collar has become a bit black, has become darkened with the stains of sin, then this lover of Allah, because of his love, will wash away all of those stains with the tears of his eyes. So this is an example, as if when one's clothes become dirty, how we wash that away? In the same manner, when a person cries in front of Allah, those tears are also washing away all of that dirt. Suddenly a person, أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الزَّمْبِ كَمَلَّا زَمْبَلَ. He cried in front of Allah, sin wiped away. Now there is no sin left over. Oh my friend, oh Zahid, the one who has abandoned and who has left the things of this world. So this is a great condition. A person turns his attention away. He becomes disinclined from the world. But oh my Zahid friend who is unaware, don't ever look down upon the sinners. Because sometimes due to their cries and tears, even the skies begin crying. Even the stars are shedding tears when they see how he is crying in front of Allah. It wasn't very long ago, just a few weeks ago, we heard of a certain alim. And this incident was relayed to me by an ustad of mine. That alim had committed a very, very great sin. So serious that majority of us, if we ever have to find out of anyone who had committed that sin, that person will be ostracized. And Allah knows best, he was removed from his madrasa also, when there was a lot of badnami, everyone was speaking about his evil. And here, this happened in India, in South Africa, we received the news about it. Allah knows best what was the reality, whether it really happened or not. But anyway, this was the news which spread. And I asked a certain alim who had some ta'alluq with that alim, that is he still alive, senior alim he was. So he said, no, he passed away last year in COVID. And you know what was the last words of his life? He said, right till the end of his life, he was sitting deen. And the last words, he said, oh Allah, Allahumma alhiqni bil rafiq al-a'la. Oh Allah, join me up to the highest friend. And he passed away. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I just mentioned, I came home and I said to my wife, I said, hey, this is a real big example for us. Where he was involved in, if it is true, and where Allah took him because of those very same tears. Out by the faith, by the blessing, by the barakah, by the nur which we receive from a murshid, a kamil, a perfect shaykh. That pain in the heart of Allah's love which a person acquires becomes such that at every moment it is as if he is in a jalsa, and he is present in this gathering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This closeness he can feel of Allah's love. And on the other hand, that person who sacrifices his heart and his life to anyone besides Allah, O Akhtar, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi is speaking about himself, he's speaking to himself. This is the maqata, so he uses his name. He says, O Akhtar, that person who sacrifices his heart and life for anyone besides Allah, because he has been unloyal to Allah, he will be deprived of Allah's love. May Allah make it such that our hearts are sacrificed for none besides Allah, and our lives are sacrificed for none besides Allah. Our tears are only for Allah, and our loyalty is only with Allah. We can live a life where we are ready to bear anything, but I am not ready to bear Allah's disobedience.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayh, in the chapter of Qurbani. Hazrat Husayn ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person sacrifices his animal with a happy heart and with the intention of reward, طَيِّبَةً نَفْسُهُ مُحْتَسِبًا, with a happy heart and with the intention of reward, the sacrificial animal will become a barrier for him from the fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person does not make qurbani, despite being able to do so, should not attend our Eid prayer, our Eid Salah. Look at the extent of displeasure which is displayed here. Can any Muslim ever tolerate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's displeasure? This applies to the one on whom qurbani is wajib, and not on the one who cannot afford it. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered a cow on behalf of his wives on the occasion of Hajj. Another narration states that he slaughtered a cow on behalf of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha on the day of Eid al-Adha. It does not necessarily mean that he slaughtered one cow on behalf of all his wives. Rather, he must have slaughtered for seven. If slaughtering a cow despite camels and goats being in abundance is not considered to be coincidental, then it is possible Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it intentionally to wipe out the polytheistic practice of the Jews who used to worship the calf. Some narrations state that beef is harmful. This is not a ruling of the Sharia. Rather, it is as a precaution. This is similar to the prohibition issued to Ali radiallahu anhu from eating dates. This was explained earlier in the chapter of rice of oneself. Haimi states that the reason for this precaution is that Hijaz is a dry arid region and beef has dry properties. Thus it seems that the precaution applies to those who reside in that region. He states that most ulama agree with this explanation. Hazrat Hanash radiallahu anhu narrates, I saw Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu sacrificing two sheep and he said, one is for myself and the other is on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I asked him about it, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me to do this, so I will never give it up. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoys a great right over us. Even if we apportion one share every year for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will not be such a major accomplishment by us. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed two sheep. He said when he slaughtered the first one, this is for Muhammad and on behalf of the family of Muhammad. He said when he slaughtered the second one, this is for the one who believes in me and affirms me from my ummah. This means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to include the ummah in the reward. It does not mean that he performed it on behalf of everyone, so that the responsibility of qurbani no longer remains in anyone. It means that the sawab, a person is responsible to cut his own animal, but the sawab will be conveyed to all. A point which is worth pondering over is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered the ummah at the time of qurbani. It will be most unfortunate if his followers do not think of him and do not apportion a share for him. In one hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fatten your sacrificial animals because they will be your conveyances across the bridge. There are two meanings given in this regard. Number one, the animals will themselves become conveyances. If the person sacrificed several animals over the years, they will all become one huge animal. One animal will convey him to a certain point, the next animal to the next point, and so on. Or it can mean that through the blessings of the qurbanis, it will become very easy to go across. It will be as though he is riding the animals and crossing over. Kanzul Umal contains a hadith which states, the most superior qurbani animal is the one which is of the highest quality and very healthy. Another hadith states, the most beloved qurbani animal is the one which is of the highest quality and very healthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us profit to make amal.